Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Chagiga, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So, we had a machlokas, whether the Olas Re'iya can be brought on Yom Tov. Atzer Shechalios Perer Shabbos, if Shavuos falls on a Friday, Be'shamei Omrim Yom Tovoach Achar HaShabbos, the day to Shech the Olas Re'iya is after Shabbos on that Sunday, because you can't bring it on Yom Tov, because that's what we learned in the last Mishnah, and obviously you can't bring it on Shabbos either. U'Be'sil Omrim Ein Yom Tovoach Achar HaShabbos, Be'sil says, no, you don't need a Sunday to be a day of Shechita of the Olas Re'iya because you could just do it in Yom Tov. Umodim Shem Chalios B'Shabbos Yom Tov Achachar Shabbos. But even Be'silil agrees that you're not allowed to Shech the Olas Re'iya on Shabbos. So if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, then you're going to need a Shechita of the Olas Re'iya on the Sunday that follows. Now when Shavuos falls on Shabbos and the Karbonos are brought on Sunday, so we have other halachos that relate to that Sunday. Ve'im Kohen Gadol Mislabish B'Kelev U'Mutarim B'Hesper V'Tainus. Kohen Gadol doesn't wear his special clothing that he wears for the Yom Tovim. Kohen Gadol doesn't wear regular personal clothing when he's at home or he's outside. He wears his special big de kuhuna, which he has to wear whenever he's doing the avoda. So he doesn't do that on that Sunday. And the people are allowed to give hespedim and they're allowed to fast, which you normally aren't allowed to do on Yom Tov. Shalokayim divrei Omer Netzaris Achar Shabbos, because we want to do whatever we can to fight the misconception that Shavuos comes on the day after Shabbos always. So in order to make it very clear that it's not Shavuos, meaning since the Torah says Mimachras HaShabbos, but we know from the Torah Shebal Peh that it's not Mimachras HaShabbos, it means Mimachras, the first day of Pesach, is when we start counting the 7 weeks towards Shavuos, so the Tzdukim were of the opinion that it always had to be on a Sunday, but we know that that's not true, so we would never want to give credence to their opinion. So when the Karbanos of Shavuos had to be brought on Sunday, for whatever reason, we had to be very careful not to give the impression that it is in fact Shavuos. Now, from Mishnah Hey until the end of the Masechta, we're going to be purely in the sugya of Tum and Tahara. So we're going to talk about how the levels of Tum and Tahara are different for different types of things. There are 5 levels of items. There's Chulin, there's Meiser Sheni, there's Truma, there's Kodesh, and there's Mechatas. So and there are Dinim D'Oraisa and there are Dinim D'Rabbanan that we need to learn. So this Mishnah is going to talk about how a person can be metayer his yadayim from Tumah Midrabanan before dealing with any of these different 5 levels of items. Not only yadayim lechulin ulamaisr lechuma. The way to be metayer your hands is to rinse your hands by pouring water from a cup over them. If you're going to eat chulin bread, or you can eat bread that's maaser sheni or truma ulakodesh matbilin. But if you want to eat kodesh, you want to eat karbanos, then netilas yadayim is not enough. You need to actually dip your hands in a mikvah. Ulechatos, and if you want to handle the mechatos, meaning the para aduma waters, which have a higher level of kedusha, im nitmu uyadav nitma gufo. Then if your hands became tamei, even midrabanan, we view it as if your whole body became tamei, and you're going to have to dip your whole body in a mikvah, not enough to dip your hands in a mikvah. So let's review quickly what we learned today. So in Mishnah Dalit, we said that if Shavuos falls out on Erev Shabbos, Beishameh holds, well, you can't Shech the Olas Re'iya on Erev Shabbos or Shabbos, so you got to do it on Sunday. And Beisil says, no, you could do it on Erev Shabbos, on Yom Tov itself, like we learned in the last Mishnah. But if Shavuos falls on Shabbos, everyone's going to agree that you're going to do the Shechita of the Karban on Sunday. But even though you're doing the Shechita of the Karban on Sunday, we want to make it very clear that Sunday is not Shavuos, and therefore the Kohen Gadol wears his regular begadim, and we allow hespedim and tainus. And then in Mishnah Hey we said that if all you need to do is handle chulin or maaser sheni or truma, and your hands are tamei midrabanan, all you need to do is netilas yadayim. But if you want to handle karbanos, you need to do tevilas yadayim, and if you want to handle mechatos, you're going to need to tovel your whole body, even though you would think only your hands became tamei on a drabanan level. And from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zion.